In a world where options are limitless, but time is not, two heroes take a stand against injustice and overwhelming viewing choices, starring Jane Ellen and Adam Cravens, a podcast that lets you know what's worth watching and what's not. From the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center, this is Binge or Cringe.
Hello and welcome to Binge or Cringe. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
So, you've heard of the Netflix, right?
I know of it. I've heard of the kids using it.
They are putting a lot of money into original films.
Well, but back before, literally, I think everyone has their own app or like some kind of streaming something. Mm-hmm. Back before, like everybody just, I guess Netflix gave them a piece of the action and they were just like, yeah. So Netflix had everything, like mm-hmm. anything you ever wanted to watch. Just about. And if you didn't have it there, you could get it mailed to you, which I'm willing to bet a lot of kids out there don't know that that's even an option with Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I never used it, but I had friends that would get stuff mailed to them.
But essentially, Netflix created like this beast that's now trying to eat it. Mm-hmm. Like being able to stream, you know, your favorite sitcom from the 90s, being able to bring up your favorite movie, like everybody was like, this is so convenient. And I'm sure that did not go unnoticed by every studio or channel just going, wait,
mm-hmm.
those are our shows.
Yeah. So the number one streamed thing on Netflix this week just came out, I want to say just a few days ago, and it's called Project Power. And it stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Jamie Foxx. Maybe you've heard of them.
I know of Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Jamie Foxx.
Exactly. So this is a big deal. And they're calling it a superhero movie. So in a way, it is. And it's a good movie. It's not, I loved it so much. But it's a good movie. I liked the premise. It is a great movie. You know when you used to not know what was on every second of the day and you just like stumble upon something?
You used to do that with like TNT,
yeah.
TBS.
If I had stumbled upon this, I would have been over the moon. I was like, oh, it was such a great surprise. I didn't know anything about it to begin with, but you know what I'm saying. It's a solid movie.
I feel funny saying this. A nine-year-old me would rap me in the mouth for it. But like the superhero film. And, like, I don't know enough about this to really quantify it, so I'm just going to assume that it is.
See, I don't know.
It's the buddy cop comedy, like what that was in the 80s and mm-hmm. 90s, or just the over-the-top action movie. Like, every other movie, like, if it's not, you know, Marvel or DC, somebody else still wants to eat at that table.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when you used to maybe get one of those every couple of years, and sometimes they were good, but you didn't care because you knew it was going to be another 2 or 3 years before you got one, so you had to eat that one up, even if it was terrible. Went to see Spawn in the theater, the 1997 Spawn. Man, that was awful, but I was like, well, Martin Sheen's in it. That special effect wasn't bad. Spawn's a cool comic book. I want them to make more of these. I don't want them to think we won't show up. Oh, this
kind
is...
kind of your duty.
Oh, my goodness. This is... oh, this is straight to video.
So
wow.
Project Power.
Okay, sure.
This is the idea. There is a drug that if you take this pill, it's in a pill, it's in pill form, okay? You take this pill, and for 5 minutes, and 5 minutes only, you have a superpower, or you explode, and a I wish you could see Adam's face. And apparently, it took me a while to see. I thought it was different every time, but apparently it isn't. Whenever you take it, you will then know what your 5 minute superpower is.
Inevitably, Stan Lee pitched some stuff back in the day that Marvel was just like, nah, let's not do that.
Or you explode.
I really want, like, right before he pitched the X-Men, I want him to just be like, all right, okay, listen here, true believer. There's this pill, and you take it, and either you explode or you get superpowers for 5 minutes. And they're like, Do you have anything closer to Spider-Man, Stan? I don't like that one as much. Can we really get 100 issues out of that? And he's like, all right, true believer, Thor, the mighty Thor. And they're like, all right, this is good. This is better.
So, yeah. And the thing is, you never know. Now, admittedly, I did not stay in the room and watch every second of it because I found the beginning to be, what's the word, boring. And I liked the last 10 minutes. Like, oh, that's kind of cool. It's fine. It's not a bad movie. I don't think it's a bad movie.
An underwhelming pilot now, episode is what you're saying to me.
The beginning part, this was interesting. Obviously, there's issue among the higher-ups in the police department of, I think it's New Orleans, that, I don't know why that was important, but now you know. But Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he's not a by-the-book cop, but he's a good cop.
Right.
And something's going on with hostages, and he doesn't want to wait around for someone else to mess it up or whatever. He wants to save the hostages. And so he realizes, they all know that whoever is in there and did this has taken one of the pills, but they don't know what that person's superpower is. It turns out that person's superpower is, he's kind of like a gecko. And no, chameleon. So that's the word. No, he doesn't sell insurance.
You beat me to it.
It's right there.
He doesn't sell insurance.
He can become stuff. So there is a very interesting few frames, well, I guess it's a couple minutes, where part of me is arguing with the other part of me saying, well, if they didn't do it that way, they couldn't show anything. He's a chameleon in that anything he passes by, if he passes by a flag, he is all different colors. You know, he just is invisible because he is everything that he is around. But naturally, he has to carry the bank bag, so you follow the bags. And then he has to, take someone's bicycle so you can follow the bicycle with the bags. And then he has to get on a bus with the bags that, of course, have the ink thing. So then he's all dusted with whatever that stuff is. Because otherwise you would be following nothing.
Right.
Which in this, and so my cinematographer self was saying, well, we have to have them do something. Otherwise, we would just be pretending he was running away.
Or just, all right, move the camera to the right. No, faster, he's running. He's running and stop.
But they did have this person who was probably in your classic Andy Serkis bodysuit. And it is very interesting how you see every level of what he is on is throughout the body. So
I wonder,
that's interesting.
You know how, like, Back in the day, if you were like, oh, well, I've got this shirtless close up, like I've got to do, like, and they'd really, you know, work themselves up, you know, make sure the, you know, abs were chiseled and, like, you know, their arms are all veiny and stuff. I wonder if whenever you do, cause those mocap suits are not flattering, like, on anybody, like, in the same way, like, you can't hide anything in those. And on top of that, it's not like you look dignified. Like,
you don't, but I got the impression that this guy looked good.
He was okay.
I got that impression.
Yeah. No one, just for anybody that's never seen what I look like in person, you do not want me doing motion capture where I am a voice actor. Like, you don't want to have your cast or crew disgusted. They'll be like, do we have something he can wear that, I don't know, breathes more? Or do we have an XL in that? We don't. Oh, wow. We're going to look at that for the entire shoot. Okay.
Yeah, I guess we are.
All right. Action.
You are listening to Binge or Cringe, brought to you by Hints and Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about the number one streaming thing on Netflix this week, and that happens to be Project Power. It's being called a superhero movie, though. Technically, is it? I guess it is, because it opens the door at the end. This is the door that is open. You've got...
to the Twilight Zone.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, or JGL, as he likes to be called, I guess.
You know what we did to people that wanted to be called something in high school?
What?
We came up with really unflattering nicknames for them. Like, we had this guy, like, his nickname was Squealer, and he didn't like it. And one day he just told us that we were putting it to bed and it was done. And we were just like,
yeah,
what? I didn't even remember we used to call you that, but Okay, now we're definitely calling. Look at you. You think you give yourself the nickname.
I know you don't. So he is the police officer, and in the beginning, they show him a picture of Jamie Foxx and saying he is the bad guy. He is the one. He is the power. Remember, it's called the Power Project? Or Project Power. See, already. Power Project is something to do with designs.
You had a lot of the letters and nouns in there.
I've got the power. Anyway, it turns out that Jamie Foxx is also a good guy because he's Jamie Foxx. And he is former military, and he is trying to find his daughter. Why? Well, first of all, they took her. But second of all, they took her because she has powers without having to take a pill. So I guess that's the superhero-y part. But she's not in most of the movie, so...
So basically the pill is what was it, Syndrome wanted to do in the movie The Incredible.
Yes.
He wanted to make everyone super.
Yes.
Okay.
But again, with this, and you might blow up.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure. But if, like, I can be invulnerable to, like, bullets or fly, I'm going to tell you right now, I get to a certain age and I'm just like, there's fewer days ahead than behind. I probably wouldn't do it now. I'll be like, I think I've still got a couple years in me. But you get me up near 100 and I'm just like, oh, what's worse than happens? I blow up. Well, guess what? I'm 98. I'm probably going to just drop dead at some point anyways. Why not see if I can have super strength when I do it?
What if it has to do with the age you are? Wouldn't that be funny if, like, you had super strength or super speed and you're 99 and you're like, you know, Tim Conway?
It's like when you're far behind and you get better weapons in Mario Kart. And if you're in the first, you get, like, the crap weapons whenever. So, like, the later you wait in life, it's the stupid superhero powers.
Yes.
But if you do it, like, when you're 3, it's the super awesome ones. But you could also blow up.
You could blow up. I would like to throw this in.
Why did the FDA approve this? Like, I feel like...
Apparently, there was a lot of back alley this and that and government shenanigans.
I'm picturing one of those commercials you'll see, and they'll just be like, side effects include. But, like, they're all, like, happy at a picnic or something, or, like, lifting up, like, cars one-armed, and they'll just be like, may cause explosion.
The best part.
They're like explosive diarrhea, and they're like, no.
No.
Like
you explode.
Explosions.
I'm not going to Google it because it'll be funnier for me to not know. But at one point, Jamie Foxx is captured and he is talking to the one guy they've left to guard him. And the one guy is massive. And so he starts telling him the difference between a lion and a certain kind of shrimp. He's very specific about this kind of shrimp because this kind of shrimp can do this and can do this, can do this. And you know what? You know what? You know what? We got our powers from animals. And you know what animal I got? The whatever it was, shrimp! Huzzah! And so there's something funny about that, because he keeps saying shrimp a lot. And that monologue on paper, to me, probably was a little funny. It wasn't delivered funny. And it turns out that whatever this shrimp is, it can, like, boil everything around it. It's almost like a nuclear blast that he can control. But if you're near him, you blow up real good.
I think Jamie Foxx is...
But he's a shrimp.
...is one of those actors that needs the right... Like, Jamie Foxx is funny and can be funny.
Well, this wasn't funny. It didn't come across funny. It's just me thinking funny.
Will Ferrell and Jim Carrey are also people that are capable of being funny. If you pair them with the wrong director, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not a good actor. But like you put James Cameron like behind the camera and you get Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
You put somebody else behind the camera and you get Jingle All the Way. Like, I don't know who directed this movie, but I'm guessing they were just like, whatever, Jamie Foxx used to be. Wasn't he on In Living Color? He's funny, just let him go.
Oh, it's not funny. None of this is funny. It's not a comedy in any way.
Well, but I'm saying, look, that this, you
the shrimp
thought,
thing.
You thought maybe
it made
that
me think
was,
of Plankton, okay? It's just, in my mind.
Which is what every superhero film wants you to envision.
I was thinking of Plankton and how he wants to rule the world. So anyway, there's that. And of course, he saves his daughter, yada, yada, yada. The end. So,
Now, let me ask you were saying that it's a superhero film. And I think
that's what they are calling it.
I think there's enough of it to quantify it as that. Was the reason that it was boring, like, I'm going to assume this thing maybe had a budget of like, I don't know, 70, 80, top level, you're talking about probably $100 million.
I can't imagine it had that much.
Whereas in like Ant-Man, one of the cheaper Marvel movies, is still like $170, $160 million.
Mm-hmm.
Is the reason why it was boring, like, because it's not a quote unquote like Marvel movie, or like DC just throws money at their, but that's what happens when you're backed by Warner Brothers and Disney. You can just do that. Is the reason it was boring because, like, you don't have that spectacular opening sequence, or like, you know, these wonderful special effects, or you don't have this incredible, like, you know.
No, I think it was just convoluted storytelling.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, you can have a cheap superhero film and it still be good. But
having said that, it's not bad. It's actually jarring. It's the auditory experience is just jarring. It's almost like when you would watch TV with commercials and it would be one level and the commercials would be really loud. It's kind of like that.
Back in the day when you downloaded a song and like one of them was set on a really low volume and then you clicked to that next track that you'd burned on a CD and you're just like, whoa, hey, what's going on here?
Exactly. Yeah, there's stuff like that going on. And I don't know. I thought the premise was interesting and worth pursuing.
That seems to be what Netflix, what was that, the Old Guard?
The Old Guard.
They seem like they're trying to set up their own mini, like, universes.
Mm-hmm. Like, the Old Guard is way more interesting than this.
Well, I'm just, like, the premise there, that sounds like you can get a couple movies out of that. This one, like, from what you've described, you can go pretty much anywhere with that.
Oh, that's right, because they had the conversation. So, do you think it's over with? I don't know. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, I mean, and literally, like, you don't have to worry about, okay, in Spider-Man, like, he's bitten by a radioactive spider, or later, like, in the continuity, a genetically altered spider. Superman, you know, has to come from another planet, like, and has powers far beyond that of mortal men. You have to have a reason why all these people. But if you just have pills, like, if I can pick that up in the same way that I can go pick up, like, an energy pill or a headache pill, literally, anyone can, like, you don't have to be related.
Pills? Why don't I know about this?
Okay, caffeine pill. Like, probably because they're not good for you.
And
they also make your heart explode. So maybe that's where they got the idea.
Okay, all right. It makes sense. Probably.
But I'm saying, like, you can literally cast anybody.
So that's how you live on, like, no sleep, you?
No, I just, I sleep on a hair trigger. Like, if the power goes off and my fan stops going, I'm just like, what's going on? If I hear somebody walking around upstairs, if I hear like a creak, like
it's your superpower.
It really just doesn't let me sleep. Like, that's not a superpower so much as like it's probably a disease. Like,
it's like, not a superpower. It's probably a disease.
It's like my inactive like ability to produce like insulin. Like, that's not a superpower. Like, it just, they're like, what do you do? I can't metabolize sugar. And they're like, that's not useful. And I'm like, you ask what I could do.
So anyway, Project Power is what you would think would be, I don't want to say a B movie, but it could have been released in theaters, obviously. Well, obviously. It could have been released in theaters, no
problem. If
they
were open, yeah.
Yeah, it's not that it was like, this is poorly made. It's not that.
It's just
at
the end of the day, you were like, well, that's not bad.
It took more to get me interested, and maybe that's because I just didn't sit and watch, but I did sit for like 15 minutes and like, I got stuff to do.
Well, it sounds like what I experienced after I rented Con Air. Like, it went to the theaters. Like, I didn't see it there,
but I
rented it, and I was like, well, that accent was dumb, but that was fun enough. I don't know that I need
put
to see
it. Put the bunny down.
I brought you your bunny. It's Con Air might be as much fun as Face Off, but like,
no, I haven't showed my girls Con Air.
Oh,
I think they need
dear.
To see Con
like,
Air.
And to think, like, that movie's released
huge.
In 1997, right?
Sure.
That's right before Warner Brothers pulled the plug on Nicolas Cage playing Superman in Tim Burton's Superman Lives. Like, there's an alternate universe where that happened, and I desperately want to watch that movie. 1997, I brought you your bonnet. Nicolas Cage playing Superman. Like, I want to see it for all of the wrong reasons.
And yet, in real life, if only he could have met him, Tiny Elvis marries daughter of Elvis. Only for a few months, but it still happened.
She also married Michael. I'm just saying.
But like, it has nothing to do with
holy cow. Stage. Yeah, but it's its own weird. Like, that guy has lived a life.
Hasn't he, though?
Holy cow. And he was in Face Off. If he did nothing else but be in Face Off.
And he's a Coppola.
Which he didn't even want to highlight because he wanted. This guy is so fascinating.
He really is.
He is absolutely fascinating. Not in the same way that, say, Jeff Goldblum is fascinating.
No, but still.
But I hear that his son's name is Cat. Like, I'm a huge Superman fan. I don't think I ever ran it by anybody just being like, you know, we ever have a kid, we should name him Kal-El. Because I knew that I would be wrapped in the mouth for that.
And do they call him Kal-El? Do they call him Cal?
Like, or is he just like, oh, Dad, what did you do? Just call me Cage. Call me Cage Jr. Or is it like the Indiana Jones situation?
Yeah.
We called the dog that. And he's like, no, Dad, you named me Kal-El. Did you want me to get beat up at school? Did you?
And how old is Kal-El now? I want to say like 8-ish.
I mean, probably 8, 10, something like that.
He's not in junior high yet. He still thinks he's okay. Poor kid.
He'll know. I mean, his dad's Nicolas Cage, so he's one way or another, he's gonna get some lip.
What would it be like to go to school and have your dad be the face of some of the best memes ever, you know?
Or like him show, like, is he part of like the parent teach, like the PTA? Oh, we need to get this meeting, going, and I'm in preparation for a role, so I only have half of my head shaved and the other part dyed white. And they're just like, I don't know if he's making that up or is he being weird and he wants a reason to be weird? Like, that's the reality show I want to see.
I do want to see
Nicolas Cage, like, Nicolas Cage, PTA member for Kal-El.
Wait a minute. Nicolas Cage, Harper Valley PTA.
I
watch it. Anyway, we were talking about Project Power. It's on Netflix. You'll probably like it. It's okay. Thanks for listening. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Craven.
You've been listening to Binge or Cringe. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.